Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
50-year mortgage. Wow. Yeah, they have those in countries that have overborrowed and overextended themselves, like China.
And like this country, apparently.
Yeah, and like this country, apparently. Look, who told you, and I've been saying this for a long time, the simplest way I could break it down is that when Congress spends the way that it does, it consumes the real estate industry. The price of it, of $7 trillion spends, which is almost double what we were doing just a few years ago, is we're not going to have a real estate industry. Young people will not be able to buy homes. And we're seeing that over the weekend, and the Trump administration has no answer to it. And this is why, you know, I got really knocked on some national show. I don't know why I got called out, but I did, for opposing the big, beautiful bill. That was mean and stupid, and I was a rhino, and it was the spend. And I said, did I not? I mean, because you've heard me. The price is... young people will never buy a home. That is the price. And we are spending too much in the big, beautiful bill. It's too much. Elon Musk knew that. That's why he left the Trump administration. He wanted to do what Ray Dalio knew we needed to do. He goes on, poor Dalio is trying to save the country, as was Musk. You know, go on CNBC every other week and say, look, we have got to begin cutting $500 billion every year. We have 3 years to do it. We've got to do it. We have to do it. And the answer was no. And the answer was also, if you're Chip Roy, if you are Ralph Norman, if you are Nancy Mace, if you are these people who fought so hard for fiscal sanity, we're going to run a rhino against you. We're going to take you out in your primary. You better shut up about this spending. Well, we're at the day the bill comes due. And what that bill looks like is the average age of new home buyers is 59. That just broke on Fox News this morning.
Yeah, I heard that. That's stunning.
Yeah, no, but predicted by me.
The average age of the home buyer is 59.
Yeah. I've been saying this all throughout the debate on the Big Beautiful Bill. Look, the stuff in the Big Beautiful Bill was amazing. The most powerful thing, it's not that sexy, but it's very powerful, is 100-day, you know, immediate 100% expensing of new factories. Normally, you'd have to amortize it over years. You can afford to come in here and build a factory. Now, that is going to be absolutely amazing for job creation in 2 to 3 years. We don't have 2 to 3 years. But, you know, and so that stuff, the big, beautiful bill, the funding for the 10,000 immigration cops, all of that stuff had to pass. But I said this over and over and over again, and I got taken to the woodshed by a conservative on a national show. I don't know why I had to be called out, but I was. I'm a bad person. I'm not supporting the big, beautiful bill. No, it was the spending in the big, beautiful bill. And I said, the price is the real estate industry. I live this because my husband is a mortgage broker. I live it every day. I hear it every day. It's on the phone every single day. Same conversation. And I hear he's having it all side on up to the phone. I want to hear it again. Old customers calling, wanting to. And most people are either the kids have left the nest. They want to downsize the house. Or the family's expanding. They want to upsize the house. So they call to see, you know, they've heard mortgage rates came down a little bit. And they call to see. And there's a stunned moment of shock when people say, and then people say the same thing. Every time Todd Pyro, Fox News, you think he probably makes pretty good money, right? He's an anchor, right, on Fox News National. Todd Pyro said it this morning, the same thing everybody says to my husband. I couldn't afford to buy my house now. Mm-hmm. And the shock sets in. I mean, this absolute shock sets in.
Well, he said he bought his house, though, in 2020,
mm-hmm.
5 years ago.
Yeah, no, you can't afford to buy it. I was actually out kayaking. It was funny. I was going down the river. I was just overhearing a conversation. Two women, they were friends, and it's the same thing. She's a mortgage broker. I don't know who she is, but I was just listening to her. She says, I'm a mortgage broker. I can't believe this. I couldn't afford my own home. So I'm not the only one hearing this. Young people can't buy houses, and the solution is not a Chinese-style 50-year mortgage. That is not the solution. By the way, it only lowers the mortgage rate about $200 a month anyway. It's not going to get people into houses. There's only two ways to fix this. We have got to do what Elon Musk wanted to do. We have got to cut that $500 billion a year and bring the spending under control. Because you know what the next price is going to be? Lee, did I not predict this? Did
Absolutely.
I not say
yes.
this?
Yes.
The price of the big, beautiful bill is the real estate market.
Right.
I said it.
But
we're living it now.
Repeatedly. That's not criticism, but you're right.
And I was taken to the absolute woodshed. Yeah. Like I said, called out like on a much bigger program than this. I'm like, well, what do you care about what I'm saying? Because it was the truth. And everybody, a lot of people on our side want to do the easy thing and pretend, hey, we'll just pass the big, beautiful bill. All the problems solved. No, it's going to get worse. We needed to cut that spending. And let me tell you what happened, okay? Trump told everyone he was going to come behind the bill and send 12 rescission packages, and we were going to cut that $500 billion. $300 billion to five hundred, $300 billion to $500 trillion. He said we're going to do it, and he did get the first one through, the small $9 billion one that thankfully cut USAID, so we can stop funding things like Al Qaeda and the Taliban. That was cool.
Yeah, long way from $500 trillion, though.
Yeah, long way from $500 trillion. Well, you remember what happened after that. John Thune in the Senate threatened Trump, along with the Democrats. You send any more of these rescission bills to save us $500 billion, I'm going to block all your nominees. And then remember, he did block Trump's nominees just to show him he could. He blocked them over vacation with the Democrats. So Trump's rescission bills aren't moving. He's not trying to send them. That was the only way we had to cut that $500 billion. Until we stop the spending, which is the printing, it's what's killing it, we're not going to have a real estate industry. And I'm here to break the news to you. It's now consuming the job market. When you create 55,000 private sector jobs, that's it, according to the ADP payroll numbers last month. That doesn't work for a nation of 300, I don't know, what do you think, like 40, 50 million people?
It's hard to tell.
And then over the weekend, and this is going to be devastating. You're going to see going forward a probably 2 to 3 point drop in Trump's approval rating, which is already down to 45% because of what he said on Laura Ingraham. It was shocking. It was just, I don't know what he was thinking. Laura Ingraham has been beating the drum. If we only have 55,000 private sector jobs, we cannot let in 175,000 Indian visas every year. We can't do it anymore. We already got between 1 and 2 million here. The number is actually secret. Trump doubled down on HB1 visas.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
of
thousands
agree,
of foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent. When
well, we
a country
have plenty of talented people
no,
here.
No, you don't.
We don't have talented
being,
people
no,
here.
No, you don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
Okay, This is Trump's advisor who got him elected the first time, the strategist Steve Bannon.
There's just too many. There's not enough. You have 12 million STEM graduates in this country that don't have jobs. Until every STEM person has a job, why would I let another foreigner in this country to take their job? Why low-skilled wages are increasing under President Trump because you're restricting people coming into the country. But until their wages are better, why would we still allow the illegal aliens to stay here? If you deport them, their wages are going to go up. And guess
okay,
what?
So what he's saying there is he's saying, look, we've seen the wages go up for low-skilled and blue-collar workers because we've closed that border. It works. Why won't you do it for white-collar workers? Why won't you do it? And he stubbornly doubled and tripled down and said, hey, there's certain skills that we need. And that's true, but it's very limited. It's very limited. My father, and I know a young person who graduated, he's extremely smart. We wanted to see what he would do with his life. Graduated, high grades, high scores, engineering degree. He's gone a year now. He can't get a job. A year. Can't get a job. He can get a job doing other things, kind of adjacent, like internships and stuff. But an engineering job, no. Why? Because they don't want Americans. They only want foreigners. That's it. They only want foreigners. And my dad told me a very interesting story. He's got a friend who's also an engineer who's Indian, right? But here's the catch. This is so interesting. This kid who's Indian and an engineer was born here, not in India. He can't get a job because he's an American. They don't want to hire Americans. They only want somebody on a visa because they can pay them 30 to 50% less and work them a job and a half because the visa is tied to the company. They're indentured servants. You ever read about that?
Oh, yeah.
We were actually reading about that. Crash and I were in one of his classes. And I said, we still have that today. And he was shocked because they were talking about all the abuses. I said, oh, yeah, we have that. Yeah. And I said, but it's for engineers. It's for, you know, STEM workers brought in from India. They tie the visa to the company. They'll work for 30 to 50% less, and they will work them 80, 90, 100 hours a week. They just grind them down, and they'll do it because they'll take the job because they know at the end of 7 years, they're going to be on a guaranteed pathway to citizenship for them and their entire family. So I just thought it was interesting, that sort of anecdote about, hey, this kid, Indian, born in America, engineering degree, he can't get a job either.
Well, that pretty much proves your point.
Yes, it's the American part.
Yes.
Why? Because you're going to want to be paid what you're worth. And they want indentured servitude.
In other words, the free market capitalism.
Being
paid what you're worth. Yes.
What we have to do here is stop lying about we don't have the talent. That's the Chamber of Commerce's talking points. I'm going to hit them and Trump on them. Take that visa. If we're going to let anybody in here on a visa, here's what you do. You decouple it from the company.
Well, I hope you got another scheduled visit to the woodshed then.
Yeah, I guess. But Lee, I just wanted to point out, this is going exactly as I said it would when I opposed the big, beautiful bill. I loved a lot of the stuff in it. That wasn't the problem.
Right.
The overall price tag and the printing that would result, doubling the spending that we were spending in 2020, the price tag that would result was going to crush the real estate, the job market. I told you, and here we are. Here we are. I don't want to report this. I want to report only happy news. There's a lot of good news. There's going to be good news going forward. Trump is going to bring these jobs back. He's going to bring the factories back. But we're not going to see it for a few years. And we got to win these midterms now.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
50-year mortgage. Really? Are you kidding me? Meanwhile, the big story, Realtor Magazine changing the cover.
Because them buying a house anytime soon ain't something that's going to happen.
Folks, this is exactly what I warned about. Exactly what I warned about when we were passing the big, beautiful bill.
It was all-time record-shattering spending, the most ever printed and borrowed by a Congress. And I said, the price will be the real estate industry. We're simply basically not going to have one for anybody who didn't own a home before Joe Biden was president. If you owned a home, you've got, you know, some equity and maybe you can buy another one. Otherwise, forget it. Listen to this.
Look, the whole future of this country is wrapped up in this segment right here, the segment opener from Fox News. You'll see why at the end.
So bad news for all those Gen Zers looking to buy a house. The National Association of Realtors magazine scrapping plans to feature a young couple on the cover. And instead, now I don't mean to insult you nice people on the cover, but you are an older couple. This is the average age of home buyers rises to near retirement age.
This is incredible. Fox Business host Cheryl Crisoni is here with all the details, and the details, Cheryl, here are not good.
Well, I would think that those are probably models that aren't going to be upset.
Yeah,
that you don't.
They look in love.
Yeah, they're
attractive,
you know,
couple.
Yes, but yes, this is the older generation. Boomers are the story when it comes to the housing market, and they are older. The average age of a home buyer now is 59 years old. 59.
Wow.
That's 6 years from retirement.
You would be 23, 24.
I know. No, the amount of first-time homebuyers out there is now at 21%. That's a new low. What happened is that a lot of these buyers went out in 2020, 2021. They snatched up homes. They had the money. They saw deals. Interest rates were 2 to 3%. And now they don't want to part with that 2 to 3% interest rate on their home. And you can't, so they're not moving. Unless they decide that they want to downsize, or maybe they want to, you know, switch locations. But in 2015, the average age of a home buyer was 44. In 2005, it was 40. So the numbers are just going up and up. So I guess your parents are the people that are, you know.
Hence the magazine cover.
There they are. Anyway, Realtor.com also says that U.S. households must earn more than $118,000 annually to afford the median home out there. Now, listen to this. Former Trump administration official William Wolf posted this on X. It's interesting. He said the first political party that makes it possible to buy a house and raise a family on one income will rule America for the next 50 years.
Yep, that's it. That's it right there. And they know. Trump knows. The Trump people know. That's why Trump floated the 50-year mortgage. Now, are the Democrats going to make it easier for you to buy a home? No. They're just going to come in with a Mamdani type figure and push radical punishment on capitalism, and we'll end up like a third world country. But they'll lie before then and claim that they're going to help you buy a home. They're not going to help you buy. They don't want you to buy a home. They want you to rent the home. They want you dependent on them. But they're going to drive a truck through this hole of vulnerability. And look at this, folks. Average age of U.S. homeowners right now, average age, I'm sorry, of U.S. home buyers, not owners, buyers, 59, all-time high. In 2015, it was 44. In 2005, it was 40. This is like Europe. Folks, I will never forget, and I talked about this last week, taking this road trip to Europe that I took with my cousins. It was amazing. It was really great. We had so much fun. And I was 24 years old. I already owned my first home. Was working on renovating it. Went to Europe. I worked at the time for a construction company called Shellco in Charlotte. It was one of my first jobs. And so I was really keyed into, you know, way more than most people, construction equipment and kinds of construction equipment and what they meant. And you could tell by the style of grading going on in a lot, what they were going to build. And I mean, I knew this stuff. And I was driving through Europe. And after a few days, I was like, there's no grading going on. There's no construction going on here. There's no construction equipment. Is there any construction equipment? We were in the UK. Is there any construction equipment in this country? I was blown away by it. And what we were doing is, I have a big Catholic family, so we were staying with second cousins and extended family in their homes and a lot of the way to fund our trip. And nobody owned their own home. It was crazy. So we had that real estate boom going on in America. Everybody owned a home. Poor people owned homes. And one person we stayed with actually owned the space they lived in. It was an engineer. He was in his 40s, college educated, obviously. And he still had the shag carpet from the 80s and the old wallpaper. And someday they hoped to have enough money to renovate that. But he owned the home. But the only reason he owned it is it had been passed down. And he said, yeah, nobody owns a home here till they're in their 40s. And I went, oh, that's so depressing. I came back here. I thought, oh, thank God. Hopefully America's never like that. We're here now. It's where we are. This is what happens when you double federal spending in 5 years. And there's no effort to cut it. Trump has made an effort. John Thune blocked him. The fight should be with Thune. John Thune refused to approve any of Trump's nominees if Trump kept sending rescissions packages that should have cut about $500 million that Doge found. So we're stuck now. We're just printing the money, sending it out there. There's no real estate market. What does this mean? The fight that we got to have is to cut spending. You know what the other thing we need to do is? It's very simple. Deportations. Deportations. Why? Economics professor Peter Saint-Ange pointed out, when you funnel 25 million people into this country in under 4 years through visa overstays and crossing the border, what do? They drive rental rates through the roof, but they also drive home prices through the roof. Keep in mind, these are people who will live three, four, five families in a middle to upper middle class home, and they're renting that way too. So that's the deportation answer. If we ramp these deportations up, it'll help. Here's Professor Peter Saint-Ange saying, look what's happening with rental prices, just getting the 1.6 million out that Trump has successfully gotten out. Look what's happening to used car prices. This will happen to home prices too. And here you go. Let's see if I can get this to play.
Rent was a paltry 0.1%. Deportations have consequences. Used car inflation also plunged, which is also an indicator of deportations. They have to sell the car on the way home.
Yeah, so you get rent inflation, 0.1%. That's fantastic. It's going to help. They're selling what used car inflation, which that used to be horrible under Biden. Why? Because all the illegals were buying cars. Now they're selling them. It comes down. This is the hidden thing here that's also driving a lot of this that would help. Trump's doing that, and it's about to be put on steroids. That's going to help. But folks, we got to get this stuff taken care of by the midterms.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time for another edition of Who in the Heck is in This Country? This is a crazy edition of Who in the Heck is in This Country. The Department of Homeland Security just caught, they were looking for, a Moldovan illegal immigrant. She's from Moldova. This is a top 10 in the country trending story right now. So people are seeing this, and that's good. Her name is Victoria Sokrasine. They caught her in Los Angeles on November 4th. And you look at her, she's a very attractive woman. Nicely done, blonde highlights. She's a torturer. And connected to organized crime, because of course she's here. If you're connected to organized crime, where else would you be in the world? She was convicted of premeditated murder with exceptional cruelty in 2013 on account of her and her friend tortured a guy before they threw him out a window. Exactly the kind of Democrat voter that the party is looking for. Future Democrat voter. And you know, in the meantime, she could be counted in the census so they can get more congressional districts to get more voters like these, future voters. According to the Department of Homeland Security, she and an accomplice tortured their victim inside an apartment in Moldova, beating the person with a stick and electrical cable before throwing him out the ninth floor window. She was, by the way, sentenced to 17 years in prison, but went on the run to avoid serving her sentence. Where do you think she went? Here? To America? Of course she did. Democrats said, come. She said, cool, can I have some welfare? I'm sure we'll find her on a roll somewhere. Like the other 9 million illegal immigrants that Joe Biden gave Social Security numbers to illegally. But then I digress. Now, the good news
is that she was caught and arrested by ICE under the first Trump administration. She came under Obama. She came in one of those big, remember those 1,500 carat size caravans Obama let through? Yeah. So she came around 2013 under Barack Obama. Trump caught her his first term. I put her behind bars where she belongs. She couldn't hurt anyone here. This is where this story gets crazy. She hired a great legal team, though, and they filed multiple objections to her being deported. So it took a little while to work through all those court cases, but that was okay. She was safely behind bars. Then she got lucky. Joe Biden got elected and the Democrats took control. Here's the shocking part. The reason that this is trending as a top 10 story right now in the country. God bless Elon Musk for that, because people wouldn't even know if it wasn't for him and X. Do you know what happened? 2022, they let her go. Wait, I'm sorry. She's a convicted murderer from Moldova who is wanted by Interpol. There is an international manhunt for her. She's in the Interpol database. They let her go. They let her go. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, "It shocks the conscience that the Biden administration released into America a cruel, violent, illegal alien who tortured a human being, beat them with an electrical cable and a stick, and threw the victim from a ninth floor window. These are the types of barbaric criminal illegal aliens ICE is targeting every single day." She added, 70% of ICE arrests are of illegal aliens charged or convicted of a crime in the United States. We can't repeat this enough, folks, because something is happening right now, okay? And we saw this in New Jersey. We saw this in Virginia. It is not good. Trump won the election because he lost the Hispanic vote by only 6 points. That's the best performance overall by a Republican ever. Good for him. Fantastic. How much should we lose the Hispanic vote by in Virginia and New Jersey? 30 points. Trump lost it by 6. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when Trump's not on the ballot and the Democrats' message is getting through. We need to stop focusing on every little skirmish around the world. Stop trying to win a peace prize. Trump needs to focus on America. Trump needs to come home and focus on America. We can cut these great trade deals from here, too. We can do that. Then come to us. They're the ones who want access to the biggest market on earth anyway. He needs to get off the road, stop it with the football games, sit down at the White House, get some sleep so he's not falling asleep in meetings. By the way, that was a number one trending story last week, and it trended for 2 days at the top, and I went, oh my gosh. I watched the tape. He fell asleep. He fell asleep sitting there. And I know why he fell asleep. He's working himself to death. He's trying to solve the world's problems. He needs to stop. We have enough problems here. Solve those. We don't need to be meeting on, you know, the anniversary of the founding of the Marines in the same 24-hour period as Veterans Day with the head of Al-Qaeda. We don't. We don't need to be doing that in the White House. These are extreme tone-deaf things that happen when you're not tuned in. You know what Trump needs to do? He needs to do what he used to do. He needs to consume media. He's so busy traveling around the world, solving all the other problems, trying to do everything. I get it, because he's trying to cram a presidency 8 years into 3. He's got to stop. He's going to kill himself. He can't stay awake in his own meetings. I could sugarcoat this for you like everyone else you listen to today on Talk Radio, but I'm not going to. I'm going to tell you how it is. That's what I do. I let the chips fall where they may. We're in trouble. Those races in New Jersey and Virginia did show that. Now, were Republicans going to win? No, those are blue states. They're not going to win. That was silly. But the problem is the way that they won. They took back all those constituencies. We're telling ourselves we got them for life now. They're done. Democrats are cooked. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not cooked at all. Not when Democrats could take Hispanics by 30 points. He needs to come home. He needs to get some sleep, and he needs to focus, because no one else can fight this fight. I wish there were others.
our Republican leadership is almost useless. Mike Johnson's been a little better lately making the argument. At least he's out there. John Thune isn't bothering. But Trump's got to get some sleep, and he's got to drop about 75% of what he's doing. And we can't have Al-Qaeda terrorists at the White House anymore. Did anyone check the calendar when they scheduled it? Has anyone looked at what's going on in the Marine community on X? These are our voters. They're in horror. You know why? Because the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, who between 2003 and 2006 murdered almost 400 coalition soldiers, 90% of whom were Americans, so it's about 375 dead Americans, injured hundreds more. That guy, the guy who we had in custody and let go, the guy we had a $10 million bounty on his head last year at this time. He was at the White House. He was honored. On the anniversary of the creation of the Marine Corps, within the 24-hour period of Veterans Day, we should have arrested him, tried him, and we should execute him, not honor him because we want him to sign a peace agreement so Trump can get a peace prize. He's Al-Qaeda. Folks, this time last year, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Syria. He's murdered more than 7,000 Christians. This year, he does not belong in the U.S. or in the White House. We have got to focus. We cannot have Al-Qaeda in the White House and propose a 50-year mortgage for the young people who you told would have a future. Stop it. And by the way, if he's still in U.S. territory, it's not too late to arrest him. We could send him to Gitmo. We could try him and then execute him. Military tribunal. That's the only answer for a guy like that. To have Marines who were murdered watch the guy who did it honored at the White House on the 250-year celebration? You should see X. People's mouths are hanging open. I'm the wife of a Marine. So if you're understanding why are you criticizing Trump, I'm the wife of a Marine from that era. People from his unit went to Iraq and died. It's not funny. It's not cute. Yep, Al-Qaeda was at the White House on the anniversary of the founding of the Marines within the same 24-hour period as Veterans Day. I don't know who was not checking the calendar when they did that. See, the head of Al-Qaeda in Syria, it's called the Al-Nusra Front, is now the president of Syria. That's not Trump's fault. Joe Biden's CIA armed him and installed him, and USAID funded Al-Qaeda's quest to take over Syria. About $9 million. Probably more, but the $9 million is the only thing I can quantify. So he's the president of Syria now. Before that, he was the mid-level manager, the on-the-ground commander of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, where he killed over 375 coalition forces, 90% of whom were Americans, and injured permanently hundreds more. When he entered the country, I don't care if he's president of Syria, he should have been immediately arrested, taken to Gitmo, and he should be tried and executed. Instead, he was welcomed as a conquering hero to the White House. I mean, look, my husband is a Marine. I'm a Marine wife. And look, I get it. I know what Trump's doing. He wants this peace deal, right? He wants the peace prize. But when Al-Qaeda in June put a fatwa on Trump's head and demanded his murder, these are not people you can sign a peace agreement with. I don't care what this guy calls himself now. He's Al-Qaeda. This time last year, he had a $10 million bounty on his head from the United States government. He was on the international terror watch list and the U.S. terror watch list. We had to suspend some of that just last week to bring him to the White House. It is an absolute slap in the face of everyone who died in Iraq. If Joe Biden did this, I'd lose my mind. Texter writes, this is so sad. Texter writes, the high sophistication of the IED that blew me up in 2004 now makes me suspect I'm one of his victims. You probably are. Again, he was mid-level Al-Qaeda management. The outrageous thing is we captured him. A lot of people got injured or killed, as you know, capturing these people. We let him go. We let him go, and he took over Al-Qaeda in Syria and began killing Christians and minorities. Assad hunted him. Good for Assad. And as Assad did, Assad was a protector of people everywhere from jihadis. A lot of people don't know that. That's why the still Obama-controlled CIA took him out. So that Al-Qaeda could rule in Syria. By the way, did you see what the number one story on Veterans Day was? Did you see it? I mean, it should have been us having Al-Qaeda at the White House. Thank God that wasn't the number one story. No, the number one story was Barack Obama greeting an honor flight of veterans. Why would he do that? Democrats ain't dumb. They see Trump's meeting with Al-Qaeda. They can see members of the military, past and present, enraged online. And they're like, well, we hate the military too, but we're going to go meet with veterans, talking about we being the Democrat Party. We're going to go meet with veterans, see if we can make some headway with men. So, folks, I've never seen this before. Trump's meeting with Al-Qaeda, and Obama gets the number one Veterans Day story by clicks and hits in the entire country by greeting an honor flight. Normally, those two things are reversed. Democrats are meeting with Al-Qaeda, and Trump's greeting the honor flight. He's got to get better advice. And they're going to have to start paying attention to the calendar if they're going to have Al-Qaeda in the White House. Again, doing it on the anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Marines, when this guy oversaw the killing of so many Marines, and doing it in the same 24-hour cycle as Veterans Day, folks.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.